Hi, Kevin McCullough. The new year is upon us, and that means couples getting engaged and married and Valentine's Day and all kinds of fun stuff just around the corner. And if you or someone you know is tying the knot before they purchase from a big chain jeweler, make sure they visit my friend Anu at a little place called Lord's Diamonds. Not only will you get more diamond for your money, but your ring will be unique, stunning, and something you took part in creating, all within your budget, regardless of the size of budget. Lord's Diamonds has been a favorite with Kevin McCullough listeners for many years, and I bought custom designed pieces for my lovely bride, and let me tell you, I will never go anywhere else, nor should you. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are still unmatched anywhere. So call to talk to Anu directly, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or look at them online at lordsdiamonds.com or on Instagram at lordsdiamonds. That's 212-789-8500.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate and not just give us your order, we're done, bye. You know, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. A brand new year means a brand new way to start doing things differently in life that help you more than hurt you. And one of them, most definitely, is to get the best night's sleep and most likely more sleep than you've gotten in the past. Friends, it's the only reason that I recommend that the only place you go is MyPillow. MyPillow revolutionized my sleep 3 years ago, and I haven't gone a single night since the very first one that I slept on the MyPillow that I haven't gotten REM cycle sleep. Friends, I want you to know the same deep, healing, peaceful existence that you get when you get a good night's sleep. You fall asleep faster, you stay asleep deeper, you sleep a little bit longer, and your overall health goes up considerably. Check it out. Final few days of the buy one, get one free. Now's a perfect time to get a MyPillow. 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC when you call. That's 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got a storm brewing in Syria, in case you haven't noticed. Former CIA operative Mike Baker will be here to break this down and really what the strategy should be in dealing with that very complicated part of the world. We've also got Shelley Goldberg stopping by, but we're starting with Byron York and breaking news from our nation's capital. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay here.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to before we're done today, following several stories for you, and I hope that you'll stay with us for the full time. Over the last 24 hours, a significant development that has not been really, at least on the national cable networks, had its flag waved, and that is the fact that the FBI and the DOJ have finally, after being threatened with contempt and impeachment. Now, I don't know what it would take to hold out until you get threatened with contempt and impeachment. But that's the degree that the House Investigative Committee on Russia had to go to get one piece of non-classified paper released. here to discuss this and all the other intricacies of this discussion and what it does to Washington, D.C. is Byron York. You know him as that calm voice of reporter, reason, logic, facts. He's just, you know, dispassionate about everything. And that's what we love about him. Byron, I don't think I've ever even gotten you to laugh on air with me, but we're going to. Oh, we just did. So very good. Good to have you back. Is this a big development that, why did it take DOJ and FBI being threatened within an inch of their life to finally comply with this?
Well, we don't exactly know. I mean, all we know is that basically they had to be dragged kicking and screaming into this. And you're right. I mean, we had a situation where Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, went on Laura Ingraham's program on Fox and threatened to impeach the head of the FBI. And that was what it took to get this document. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure what incredibly earth-shaking information there was in the document, but we do know the FBI really didn't want to give it over. So,
well, not only that, they had said that they had given it over in the past, but that version that they gave over was so heavily redacted, evidently the investigative committee couldn't make heads or tail of it.
No, it was basically just so blacked out that they couldn't really see anything. Now, I think both sides agree. Some of this has to do with the fact that a foreign intelligence service gave the United States some sort of information about George Papadopoulos or other things. And the FBI was going to great lengths to conceal which country it was or which person was involved. And I think the Intelligence Committee did not have any great objection about that, but they felt that a whole lot more had been blacked out, and they were very unhappy with it.
Now, let's juxtapose that set of actions with what's going to happen on ABC on Sunday night. You got Jim Comey sitting down in what's supposed to be the blockbuster of all blockbusters of the century, millennia, and beyond, as far as I know. I'm curious how much ABC ponied up for it, actually. But what's the thought on the whispers and rumors in Washington about what Comey's going to bring to the discussion, if anything at all, that's new on Sunday?
Well, we don't know if he's going to bring anything really substantive new to it. We know that he's going to portray the president as dishonorable and that suggest that the president suggested that he was guilty of obstruction of justice or something like that. But, you know, one of the things that's going on here is that after Comey was fired in May of 2017, a number of Senate committees and House committees wanted to talk to him about the circumstances of his firing. And we're talking about Republicans and Democrats on these committees. And
right.
Comey agreed to go speak to the Senate Intelligence Committee once, and everybody else he's just totally blown off. For example, the Senate Judiciary Committee asked him twice to talk because they do have direct oversight authority over the FBI. And Comey sent him a very short note, said, as a private citizen, I respectfully decline to answer your question. Now, he just spent 5 hours with George Stephanopoulos, and ABC was leaking that Comey answered every question. So I think you may get some members of Congress saying, well, wait a minute. You have the time to talk to George Stephanopoulos for 5 hours to try to sell your book. Maybe you should come talk to us with direct oversight responsibility over the FBI.
Yeah, no, I think that's a valid observation. And given that we still haven't seen what the final IG report is going to say about much of this, Byron, are there, I mean.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing you bring up about the IG report, because, you know, I'm sure you had speculated and I had speculated. We all thought it might already be out by now, but it's not. And it's the report on Comey and others' handling of the Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Email investigation, which there was enough problems with to make everybody mad, made Democrats mad, made Republicans mad. A lot of problems with it. And so It appears now that this IG report will come out after the Comey book-selling extravaganza, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see if the IG report actually addresses any of the things that Comey ends up saying in his publicity campaign. So,
well, it's fair game, is it not? I mean, he's out there.
Absolutely.
It's on the record.
Absolutely. So, I don't know if the IG will, be watching carefully and then, rebutting anything or not. But I think there's absolutely no doubt that the contents of the IG report will go to some of the things that Comey says in his publicity campaign.
Yeah. Another inconsistency, Byron, that took place in Washington is that when the FBI was looking into Hillary's emails and the misuse of classified information, they didn't raid Cheryl Mills' home in the middle of the night and, knock her to the curb and say, give me your laptop and all this stuff. They certainly did that right away with the president's personal attorney. They gave Mills immunity. Has anybody noticed that there was a difference in the handling of these two people?
Yes, they have noticed that. I think, as a matter of fact, I think it's kind of a stretch to say that Cheryl Mills, who was kind of a longtime Hillary Clinton, operative. I think it's kind of a stretch to call her the attorney, but Hillary Clinton claimed that Cheryl Mills was her attorney and that their communications were privileged.
Well, and wasn't that FBI, how Cheryl got into the interview to be there with Comey?
Yes, she gets in there, and so the FBI and she's a key witness in this. So you don't usually have two witnesses come in together so they can get their story straight. But the FBI was fine with that, and the FBI gave a lot of privilege. Gave immunity to all sorts of people. Clinton people asked them to destroy some of the electronic devices. The FBI did that, and of course we know the FBI began drafting the exoneration letter months before interviewing Hillary Clinton or several key witnesses, including Cheryl Mills. So, a number of people pointed out that, the FBI seems to be playing pretty hard ball with the Trump administration. But, boy, they were pretty soft on Clinton.
Well, and that just makes me wonder, and, Byron, you've been watching it for years, but the big question in my head with all of the stories that we just covered is, how far is this deep state penetration in justice and FBI? And are we really going to have to do some, removal of cancerous tumors over there to finally get an honest operation going? It's really disturbing when they stonewall with the document, when they treat the president's attorney one way. They did the complete opposite with Hillary. And you've got Comey looking like he's ready to make a buck off the whole thing. I mean, it's one of the reasons, Byron, why I think people have just had enough with Washington. And they really want a whole new batch of people in there. And I can't blame them.
Well, there's no doubt there's a lot of unhappiness there. And I do, I think people are really quite tired of all the secrecy involved around this. They want to know what actually happened.
It'd make a great headline for Mr. York. I know that much. Read him in the Washington Examiner. Byron, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back with on-the-scene update of what's going on in Syria. Mike Baker will join us to discuss and give us his view of where we need to go in response. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's been a real joy to be able to tell you about something that took place last December. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was on a regular basis telling you about the need of our friends in the Sudan region, specifically people that have been enslaved there. Yes, actual human trafficking and slavery that had gone on between what is now the two countries of Sudan and South Sudan. South Sudan is the youngest country on earth because they were given their liberty and freedom from the north a number of years ago when the world powers said this war between the jihadists in northern Sudan and the Christians in the south has to come to an end. What had happened prior to that was there were a lot of slave raids where northern jihadis would ride into the south and just take people from villages and take them back, enslaving them in their work of their cattle ranches. Well, when the global community came together to stop the war, they didn't do anything to liberate the tens of thousands of slaves that had been taken captive. Friends, here's the wonderful news that we can share today. Back in December, I told you about an organization called Christian Solidarity International, a group I've worked with for a number of years to help free human slaves from places all over the world. They have been working in the Sudan region since the time of the war, and they have seen personally over 80,000 slaves be liberated and returned to South Sudan, never being taken back into slavery again. That's because they have a very simple process. They know that the northern jihadists are able to be incentivized. And so with Arab sympathizers that run, in essence, an underground railroad to and from the slave traders themselves, they offer cattle vaccine in exchange for the life and liberty of a slave. When they told us in November of last year that they needed help with 48 slaves, you were so generous in your response that we were able to end up freeing nearly 99. Nearly 100 slaves went free because of your generosity. They were all liberated, by the way, the last week of January, headed into the month of February. Now they have told us that there is another liberation point coming in early June. That means we have until the end of May to actually liberate some 82 different slaves that they've already negotiated the release for. These would include women. Some of their children are included, and some of them would be young women that do not have any children. These have all been people that have been abused by their slave captors, and they are looking forward to returning home to their families with their with the people that they love and that they know. Friends, I want you to get a glimpse of just how bad this is. These slaves, most times, if they are female, are marched north miles and miles and miles into the slave camps. And then they are told, with the lid of a can or a piece of glass or maybe some sort of sharpened metal of some sort, to go genital mutilate themselves, to perform female circumcision so that they can be, quote, a good Muslim wife to their slave captor. Friends, these women have seen traumatic experiences, and they need help. That's why your donation to Christian Solidarity International not only releases their freedom by supplying the vaccine, but it also helps them have an entire bag of what's called hope for the coming year. These are supplies that they will need to survive their first full year in liberty, reunited with their family. Please call and help now. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. $250 one-time gift will help liberate a slave right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Let me ask
that's
you this.
If that's what's your question.
Did President Trump ever discuss the FBI or special counsel Russia's investigation with you?
Senator, again, I'm not going to talk about private conversations I've had with the president. You're asking about conversations. You should know, Senator, as well. I spoke with special counsel Mueller, who interviewed me, requested an interview. I cooperated.
You know that not just Bob Menendez, which was the voice there, but other Democrats on that panel today really wanted to get a piece of Mike Pompeo's flesh to find out if he had told anything to Special Counsel Mueller and what that something might be and so forth. That was an embarrassing moment, in my opinion, for Senator Menendez. But anyway, we'll get to a discussion of that and many more things with former CIA covert ops officer Mike Baker, who rejoins us. He's the president of Diligence LLC, a global intelligence and security firm. And Mike, it's good to be talking to you on a day when there hasn't been a major terror attack somewhere. That's usually when we get you. And I'm always grateful to be able to talk to you on a non-day. But we could have some very serious days just in front of us. Earlier today, Mr. Mattis bustled over to the White House and that has a meeting with the president. And then you've got all of this discussion with Mr. Pompeo. But on top of that, the Syria thing looms large. Let's take these one at a time. If you were advising the president today on what we do with Syria, where would you start, Mike Baker?
Well, first, I would say there is nothing helpful about tweeting your intentions or tweeting to the rest of the world that missiles are coming. It serves no purpose, right? It really doesn't serve any purpose. And so that would be my first point, is to have those discussions in private, come up with your course of action, ensure that you've got quality intelligence that confirms the latest attack, and then get busy. Just do it, but don't treat this quite in the way. And I'm not imputing the president saying that he's being cavalier, but the impression is that it's cavalier, and it gives the opposition, including the Russians and the Syrians and the Iranians, it gives them ammunition, just like a lot of his tweeting does. So I think that would be the place to start, would be to stop that.
Well, and that's the main target of who the tweet was directed at, wasn't it? It was Putin that he was trying to get at in the tweets. Syria, right. I think, at this point is like a secondary target in terms of his public communication.
Sure. The key players in this whole Syria debacle are the Iranians and the Russians. And then on a lesser tier, it's the North Koreans, who have had a long history of military cooperation with the Syrians and have both technicians and have been providing support to them and likely a significant amount of support in helping to build chemical weapons capable factories. So, you know, a recent UN leaked report talked about several dozen shipments that contained a variety of things, heat resistant tiles and thermometers and valves and others that could be used in the chemical weapons factory. So, you know, it's sort of an unholy alliance of those three countries that really that tweet is directed at. But again, it really doesn't, from an operational perspective, serve any purpose.
Right. Let's talk about the degree of intelligence that we know about the chemical attack. I had General Jack Kane on just a couple of days ago, and he was saying that it seemed, you know, that we're going to take our time to make sure that we know as much as we can about where this these chemicals came from. The challenge there, Mike, if they don't get the UN people in there until Saturday, is there any good intelligence left, or were there people on the ground grabbing things that we can examine and take a look at? Where do we stand with that?
Well, you know, first of all, there's precedent, right? So we know that they've in the past used sarin, nerve agent sarin, and they've used chlorine. So there's precedent. So this is not some sort of, you know, wild-eyed accusation. But in terms of getting in there, look, I mean, this thing is ranged from the logical to the absurd, the logical being use available human intelligence sources that us and our allies may have to gather up the sort of evidence that we need, both firsthand accounts, and importantly, it's almost like a straightforward forensic review. Get what you can off the ground, as you mentioned. To the absurd, which is the Russians, you know, proposing that they, you know, let's have an investigation that they'll lead to see whether something had happened or not, or the UN being feckless again and nothing being able to get through the UN in terms of a resolution. So it's important to lock this down as much as possible. Because it's serious what we're talking about. But frankly, we know certain sites in Syria, a couple outside Damascus that have been, and others that have been used in the past for the manufacture of chemical weapons. If at a minimum we just level those, I don't think the world would be aghast at that sort of response. That's a proportional response. And we have to do something, I believe, once this is proven, we have intelligence that we believe is relevant, then I think we have to do something. Unless you're willing to say we have no principled stand against the use of chemical weapons on innocent men, women, and children, you know, if that's your position, then fine, say so. Say that you're okay with that. But I'm hoping that's not who we are.
Yeah. Let's talk about the likelihood that this is going to lead, because Tucker Carlson and even my colleague here in New York, Frank Morano, are both on the air talking about how this is basically the first step in an engulfing war that's going to be going forward. The way I've heard the military analysts discuss it, this should be a rather punchy strike. I mean, it should take somebody's nose off. But getting rid of their airplanes or destroying these two sites that you were just citing is a far cry different than, you know, even 100 or 1,000 boots on the ground or flying planes into their airspace, which my understanding is right now all the plans that are being looked at don't involve either.
No, and frankly, we can make our point and, you know, keep that line there in the sand without putting boots on the ground. Nobody's proposing or supporting that. That's a, you know, and if they are, they're a complete outlier. So, I you have to do these things in a manner that is serious, and, you know, destroying a lot of their physical plant, a lot of their facilities, their hardware, whether it's weapons or anything else, I think, or airplanes, that's a good, you know, response. And we can do that in a very efficient manner.
Yeah.
The Russians have threatened to, you know, shoot down any missiles that are launched. You know, I would say, fine, give it a go if you can. And we know that they've been busy over the years hardening the Syrian air defense systems. You know, again, but we have to do something once this is at that point where we all agree, yes, this makes sense. And that's, you know, maybe the public expects to be proven or given the evidence of this. And if that's the case, I guess there's a discussion in the White House and the Pentagon to talk about, is this the sort of information we can release to the public?
Yeah, to what degree does it become that transparent and we still maintain our advantage? That's something to determine as well. Mike Baker, exactly. You can follow him on Twitter at MB Company Man. I encourage you to do so. He's one of our real top security analysts. Mike, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. But I've come to Rome to find Paul, to write his story, to bring hope.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
What do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
We've got to get these out of Rome.
Their words changed the world.
You risk people looking to me before Christ.
The day I heard you preach, I saw Christ in you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in this city.
Love is the only way.
This Easter,
where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
Starring Jim Caviezel, Olivier Martinez, and James Faulkner. Paul, Apostle of Christ. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to paulmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure is significantly so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate, and not just give us your order. We're done. Bye. You know. It to me, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use.
It's an amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My dad.
and write about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him. And so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. A big, busy news day continues. And don't forget, we have our parenting segment with Shelley Goldberg straight ahead. She drops by each week to give us a little hack on how to parent better. And boy, I need them. They're also quite fun. But something that is not fun is if you're a small child in the land of Haiti these days, particularly in a town called Savan-Cabrit, which is to the northeast of Port-au-Prince. If you go into a really dry, desert, arid area that's kind of between two mountain ranges, you will find this little gathering, about 3,000 people, about 300 families. And Todd Chapman, my guest, who's been in studio with me all week, is back. And Todd, you were recently there, and it's really quite sad, but there's about 520 children that we are trying to help there. And thankfully, we've been able to help about 200 so far. Mm-hmm. But that means there's quite a few left to help. 855-919-4673. We're still offering you, if you're a business owner, and you could give a tax-deductible gift from your company, on behalf of your company, to Food for the Poor at 855-919-4673. We'll be willing to also give you a complimentary advertising campaign. You'll get more for the dollar out of your campaign than you would in the cash. And Phil Boyce has already promised that on the air here. But we are very grateful to be able to do that. And if you have a small business that you think would benefit from doing that, you're going to get the tax deduction, you're going to get the advertising campaign, and you're going to help 50 kids all at once. But Todd, you've been to Haiti multiple times. And I know that if you've never been to a place that poor, it is hard to experience it for the first time. And Haiti is not someplace you just see. You smell, you feel, you experience it when you go there.
Yeah, I've been to Haiti over a dozen times, and it's pretty incredible. I got to tell you, it's desperately poor. I mean, I can't say it any other way. It's just mind-numbingly poor. No matter how many times I go and see it, it shocks me every time. But I do admire the resilience of the Haitian people. They are incredibly resilient. They persevere. They go on in spite of some of the worst natural disasters and some of the worst living conditions on the face of the planet. And they go on. And so that's why I am really honored to be able to come and advocate for them and just encourage you. Hey, if you have at all a heart to help your fellow man in these poor, dark corners of the world, this is a great opportunity to do it. And I really believe, Kevin, with all my heart, that Food for the Poor is the organization that you should work with if you want to help Haiti. And I tell you that because of what I learned from our executive director in Haiti, Bishop Oji. He was meeting with the president of Haiti last year after Hurricane Matthew just tore through Haiti, creating widespread damage. And the president at that point in time was new to the chair, so he was getting to know the NGOs at work in Haiti. Food for the Poor is the largest, by the way. And so he called them all into his office and he said, hey, we need housing in this area. Who can do that? And our bishop raised his hand and said, we can do that. And we are doing that. He said, great. He said, we need agricultural support over here. These crops were wiped out. Who can do that? Bishop Oji said, well, Food for the Poor is doing this and this and this. And the meeting went on and on and on. It gets adjourned. Bishop Oji goes back to his office. He gets a call about an hour later from the new president of Haiti, the guy he just met with. And he said, the president said, I just wanted to thank you for meeting with me today. He said, it became very apparent in that meeting that there are really two NGOs at work in Haiti today, Food for the Poor and all the others. And I thought, wow, what a great testimony to the impact that Food for the Poor is having on the nation of Haiti. I mm-hmm. shudder to think, Kevin, where Haiti would be today without Food for the Poor. But friends, here's the reality. Food for the Poor on its own cannot do anything. It's our donors, people just like you, that say, hey, I want to be in the business of helping my fellow man, of making the world a better place. You allow us to make the difference that we are able to make in Haiti. So I just want to encourage you, challenge you, ask you, would you consider getting involved in what we're doing today? And specifically by saving the life of a child or several children by giving them meals every day for the next year and giving them clean, safe drinking water for life. And Kevin, through Food for the Poor and our efficiencies, you can do that with a gift of as little as $50.
And it's so economical because that $50 feeds that child every day, two meals per day for the next year. And then and that's about $45 of the gift. And then the final $5 goes towards the effort of putting that clean drinking water well or purification system into the village. And friends, I've been there when they've unveiled these things, and the children and their eyes light up and they taste it. And you ask them to say, what does that water taste like? And they say, oh, it's delicious, mister. It's really something to see. So please just know that you could not do more good on a more economical efficiency scale than the $50 per child, and you're gonna save a life, friend. And so far, many of you have, and that's why we have 199 children already taken out of the column that they're, you know, needing food, and now they will be getting it. But that leaves us with 321 of the original 520 that we had on the list. So we don't want that to go by. If you could do a $2,500 gift on behalf of your company, that would be 50 children all at once. But for the next 10 minutes, if you give any size amount, that donor that Todd Chapman referenced is going to match dollar for dollar. So please take advantage of that and call now. 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673.
It's an amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes, and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My dad.
Been right about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. But I've come to Rome to find Paul, to write his story, to bring hope.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room,
comes Paul, apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
What do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
We've got to get these out of Rome.
Their words changed the world.
You risk people looking to me for Christ.
The day I heard you preach, I saw Christ in you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in this city.
Love is the only way.
This Easter,
where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
Starring Jim Caviezel, Olivier Martinez, and James Faulkner. Paul, Apostle of Christ. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to paulmovie.com.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Certainly glad to have you with us. Thursday, we take a little time to help you hack the parenting routine. And I didn't say pack the parenting. No, we're not sending it anywhere. Hacking it. We're trying to give you the best tools to help make the biggest difference in the shortest amount of time. That's kind of the purpose of the Parenting Express. And Shelley Goldberg is the one we turn to for that. She's the culture correspondent for AM 970 The Answer. She was formerly the parenting reporter for the NY1 here in New York City. But we're so honored that she joins us every Thursday. Shelley, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Now, you sent me a note earlier today, and you said today you want to talk about free-range parenting. What is that?
I know you're thinking of chickens, right? Running around a free-range chicken.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, I thought about it because it's spring, and you think of spring, and I immediately think of everyone's outside, and kids are out, and they want...
Yeah, that hasn't happened in our house because it's been snowing every other day since the middle of February. But someday we're going to get to spring, I promise.
That's true, but this weekend I think it's supposed to be in the 70s, so it's right around the corner.
Oh, thank the good Lord.
Yes, but that will be the time that kids will want more independence and want to do more things on their own. And this really is in the news. This whole concept of free-range parenting is the opposite, simply stated, the opposite of helicopter parenting. And I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, you know, I would go out and come back home, you know, without a cell phone. I would just come back for dinner time or when the street lights went on. And I've heard Sean Hannity talk about that all the time. You know, you just knew to come home at dinner time. And we know that life is not like that now. Utah, this is why this is in the news, Kevin. Utah recently passed, I think it was a couple of days ago, a law that's now legalizing the first state to legalize free-range parenting. What does that mean? It means that kids will have more freedom, and that means that parents are not going to be hauled in and called neglectful in Utah, because they let their kids walk to school, run around in a playground unsupervised, stay in a car unattended. I mean, we're talking about kids probably 8, 9, 10 years of age.
Sure.
Utah is the first state, and I think it goes into effect, the law, May 3rd or 4th. So this is now something you're going to hear a heck of a lot about.
Well, what's interesting about this, Shelley, and I have covered parenting news-related items for a long time, and I know some of the controversy that has been raised by letting your kids walk to school because people are saying, well, it's not safe and so forth. But I was like you. When I was a kid, I would say, Mom, I want to go outside. And when I was really young, I had to stay in the backyard. When I was a little bit older, I could go in the front yard, just couldn't leave the yard. And then when I was a little bit older, I got to ride my bike. And eventually I could ride all over town and have fun as long as I was back by a certain time. I don't have those same the guidelines are different for my kids at the ages that they are now, far different than they were when I was their age. I think a lot of it has to do with the idea that culture's in a different place now. Is it more dangerous to be a free ranger as a parent than it was when you and I were growing up, Shelley Goldberg?
Okay, here's what I think. Good question, Kevin McCullough. All right. Certainly, I mean, the concept of free range parenting is giving kids now, or supposed to give kids, the message that the world is inherently safe now. People are basically good. And you're saying to your child, you're capable, or we believe you're capable, of navigating. I think this is all very confusing. So what I wanted to share with you today is, gee, what advice can you and I give parents?
Yeah.
So here's some of it. And I do think the culture is way more complicated than we can even express in a couple of minutes. But number one and most important is, mom, dad, trust your instincts. I don't care what anyone tells you in a news story. I don't care what you read. Trust your instincts. That is your safety net. Number two, one size doesn't fit all. Your kids are all different. So one child that you might feel is ready for more independence, the other child might not be. So one size does not fit all. Read everything you can about this new concept, because the other states are looking to implement free-range parenting laws. Know the difference between dangerous. I mean, there are certain situations that are absolutely dangerous, and there are others that might give your child the opportunity to be more independent. It's always easier to free-range anything if you are not stressed out and if you have support.
Sure.
And the other thing for me, the most critical bullet point, there are some areas where you might be a more free-range parent and others where absolutely not. And if I had to pick one for myself, it would be, I would keep my eye personally on the schools and on the curriculum, because your kids are there all day long, and with Common Core, you don't know what the heck they're learning. And so when people used to say to me, trust the teachers, they know what they're doing, you know, just the curriculum, my ears were always, you know, I was always concerned and wanted to know, what are they teaching them? So you pick and choose. You don't have to be a helicopter parent 100%, and you don't have to be a free-range parent 100%. You could be a little bit of both. Pick the percentages, and there you go. What do you think, Kevin?
No, I think that's good stuff. And I do think that more involvement by parents on all levels of parenting really is mandatory in this day and age. I just think it's I think sometimes we get a little lazy, Shelley, and I think it's like, oh, well, you know, the schools have got it, or, you know, but no, I think parents need to, stay connected as much as they can. I would like to find a way to balance, you know, letting my kids have a degree of rangeability, if we're using the free range idea,
okay,
and also, you know, be able to protect them from everything that's obviously dangerous in this world. And the dangers seem to be getting worse. So I think it's going to be a struggle for the average parent on a daily basis. But I think it's where just wisdom and discernment comes in, you know. And the more in tune you are with your community, your neighborhood, your school, the surroundings, where they're at, I think the easier that discernment becomes. But that means you got to be engaged. And that's the general gist of everything we talk about on the Parenting Express. Shelley, thank you so much. And for more information, where should they go? What did you have a book that they checked out?
These are just articles that are all over the place.
All right.
Of the new Utah law. So just parents should just Google free-range parenting and learn what they can about it.
Yeah. Well, common sense always leads the way with the Parenting Express, because Shelley Goldberg's loaded with it. Shelley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. The new year is upon us, and that means couples getting engaged and married and Valentine's Day and all kinds of fun stuff just around the corner. And if you or someone you know is tying the knot before they purchase from a big chain jeweler, make sure they visit my friend Anu at a little place called Lord's Diamonds. Not only will you get more diamond for your money, but your ring will be unique, stunning, and something you took part in creating, all within your budget, regardless of the size of budget. Lord's Diamonds has been a favorite with Kevin McCullough listeners for many years, and I bought custom designed pieces for my lovely bride, and let me tell you, I will never go anywhere else, nor should you. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are still unmatched anywhere. So call to talk to Anu directly, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or look at them online at lordsdiamonds.com or on Instagram at lordsdiamonds. That's 212-789-8500.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. I'm 61 years old. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing for everybody out there. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate.
This Easter, in the darkness, we are called to be the light.
Without grace is our goal. We're just fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Go to godsnotdead.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and so thankful to be able to join you every single day. Thank you for hanging with us right here at Kevin McCullough Radio, where we try to talk about the breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters, and mix in some good stuff for your day, like how to hack parenting or taking a look at trending technology or any of those other fun things that we do. I want to go back, though, to my morning man here in New York, and Mr. Piscopo and his entire crew. Frank Morano, his sidekick, was this morning, voicing very strongly his opposition to the president taking action in Syria. And then later he sent me this clip from Tucker Carlson. It must have been a few nights ago, but it was after the most recent gas attack in Syria. And he quoted Tucker almost word for word for the types of things that he was saying. I read right now, according to Reuters, former President Jimmy Carter is also out there saying that he prays that he would keep our country at peace. That sounds a little more like Jesse Jackson than Jimmy Carter, I guess. I shouldn't do that. Anyway, Jimmy Carter is praying that the president will keep our country at peace and not exaggerate or exacerbate the challenges that come up with North Korea or Russia in Syria. He says, I hope he realizes very profoundly, as I did, as other presidents have done, that any nuclear exchange could involve catastrophic elements for all human beings. Okay, so now the 93-year-old former president is upping it. Frank Morano was saying we were going to war. Tucker Carlson is like it's going to be a quagmire. And now Jimmy Carter is saying that we're going to use nukes. Friends, this is why you listen to Kevin McCullough Radio, because we had General Keane on just a couple of days ago,
and General Boykin the day before that, and Mike Baker on today, and not a one of them are talking about boots on the ground or planes in their airspace or anything that would constitute a war. What we are talking about is disabling a Syrian regime that we are now fairly confident has gassed its own people on more than one occasion. And people say, well, the one from April of last year, they never had conclusive proof. Well, they had a significant amount of evidence that was corollary. And we know that on multiple occasions previous to that, Assad has gassed his people. So this is not really new. And I don't buy the thing that it runs counterproductive to what he wanted. I don't buy that argument. We can talk about that for other reasons another day. But what I am saying to my friends in this media is this. Don't make this response something that it's not. Whatever we decide to do should be proportional. It should make them smart a little bit. But it is not full-fledged war. And we shouldn't call it what it isn't. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.